ערב תוך הפרק זיים משנה יגמר שתי חבורו של יורחו בבית סחר. Two separate groups that were eating in the same house, and they were eating the same Korban Pesach. They were all partners in the same Korban Pesach, however, they were split up into two separate groups. Eilu hofken es pneim helech v'ochlen. Ve'eilu hofken es pneim helech v'ochlen. V'hamechem be'emsa. The two separate groups that are eating the same Korban Pesach do not have to eat all together. They can split up with one group facing one direction, and they can eat the Korban Pesach facing that direction, while the other group could face the opposite direction and eat their part of the same Korban Pesach facing the other direction. And they can have the hot water kettle in between them. As even though this hot water kettle is a division between the two groups, dividing the groups into two separate groups, it would be mutter to eat the Korban Pesach in two totally separate groups. As Chazal learned out from the pasuk that said, Al habatim asher yochlu oso, and the houses that they eat the Korban Pesach, that it's mutter for two separate people that are partners in the same Korban Pesach to eat the Korban Pesach, each one in a different house. And even though they're both eating the same Korban Pesach, they do not have to eat the Korban Pesach in the same house. They can eat the Korban Pesach in two separate houses. So just like the same Korban Pesach can be eaten by two different people in two different houses, so too, if there are a number of partners in the Korban Pesach, they can split up into two separate groups, and they don't have to eat it all together. You can have one group facing one way, and the other group facing the other way, and you can have a hot water kettle that's in between the two groups that's dividing them into two separate groups. And this hot water kettle is used to mix the wine with hot water. And that's how they drank the wine in those days. They would dilute it with hot water. And even though this hot water kettle is in between them, dividing them into two totally separate groups, even so, it's mutter to eat the Korban Pesach in that way. Now, if there's a waiter from one of the groups that's pouring wine for the members of both groups, when he stands up to pour wine for a member of the other group, he has to close his mouth and turn his face towards his own group while he's pouring wine for a member of the other group until he reaches back to the group in which he is a member in, and then he can eat the Korban Pesach. And that which we said, that a Korban Pesach could be eaten in two separate groups. However, a person who's a member of one group would be forbidden to eat his Korban Pesach with the other group. And the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in the same place. You can't take a Korban Pesach and eat part of it in one house and then take some of the Korban Pesach and eat the rest of it in a different house. You have to eat a Korban Pesach in the same house. And just like you have to eat your share of the Korban Pesach in the same house, so too it's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach in two separate chaburos. You can't eat the Korban Pesach in two groups. Once you're a member of one group, you have to eat your share of the Korban Pesach with that group. So therefore, if there's a waiter from one group pouring wine for the members of the other group, when he goes to pour wine for a member of the other group, he has to close his mouth and turn his face towards his group to make it obvious that he's not eating his share of the Korban Pesach with the other group, which would be forbidden. The hakala hofeches paneha v'ochelas. If there's a kala that's a member of one of the groups, she would be allowed to turn her face and eat with her face torn. And the kala would be embarrassed to eat together with the group. And it's more comfortable for her to turn her face when she eats, and it's mutter for her to do so. And even though when the kala turns her face in the opposite direction and eats facing the other direction, so it's as if she's making her own group, however, that is mutter. As we said, the Korban Pesach could be eaten in two groups. You can have one Korban Pesach that's eaten in two separate groups. So therefore, even though when the kala turns her face and eats facing the opposite direction, so she's making her own group, that would be mutter, since the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two separate groups. A woman, while she's at her husband's house, she's staying at her husband's house for the Yontif of Pesach. Shachar aleha bala, v'shachar aleha avia. Toicha mishal bala. And both her husband and her father shachted the Korban Pesach with in mind that she would be a partner in the Korban Pesach and eat from their Korban Pesach. The halacha is that she would eat not from her father's Korban Pesach, instead she would eat from her husband's Korban Pesach. And since she is not going to her father's house for Pesach, she's staying at her husband's house for Pesach, we assume that she had in mind to be a partner in her husband's Korban Pesach, not in her father's Korban Pesach, so therefore she would eat the Korban Pesach from her husband's Korban Pesach. Ha'ocha rego rishon lasos b'beisavi. If the first yontif after their marriage was a yontif of Pesach, and the usual practice in those days is that the first yontif after marriage would be spent by her father's house, so they went to her father's house for the yontif of Pesach. Shachat aleha avia, v'shachat aleha bala, toicha b'makom shehi rotza. If both her father and her husband shachted the Korban Pesach with in mind that she would be a partner in their Korban Pesach, in such a case, since she is spending the yontif with her father, we're not sure which Korban Pesach she had in mind to be a partner in, so therefore it depends on what she wanted at the time of the Shechita. If she said that at the time of the Shechita she wanted to be a partner in her husband's Korban Pesach, so she would be a partner in that Pesach and she would eat from her husband's Korban Pesach. But if she said that she had in mind at the time of the Shechita to be a partner in her father's Korban Pesach, in such a case she would eat from her father's Korban Pesach, not from her husband's Korban Pesach. Yasam sheshachtu alav apetrupsin yochal b'makom shehu rotzu. An orphan that has two caretakers, and both caretakers shachted a Korban Pesach with a mind that the yasam would be a partner in their Korban Pesach, the yasam can decide which Korban Pesach he wants to be a partner in. As somebody who has in mind that a child under bar mitzvah would be a partner in his Korban Pesach, that child would be a partner even if the child had nothing in mind. The child would be a partner in a Korban Pesach even without having in mind that he would be a partner. So therefore, if two different caretakers shachted a Korban Pesach with in mind that the yasam would be a partner in their Korban Pesach, the yasam can simply decide which Korban Pesach he wants to eat from, even though the yasam did not have anything in mind at the time of the Shechita. Eved shoshnei shutvim lo yocha mishel shnei. A servant that has two partners, meaning to say that he is owned by two separate people. Half of him is owned by one person, and the other half of the Eved is owned by another. And both of them shachted a Korban Pesach with in mind that the Eved would be a partner in their Korban Pesach. He cannot eat from either of them, and neither one of his masters would want him to be a partner in the other master's Korban Pesach. So therefore, the only way this Eved can take part in the eating of the Korban Pesach is if both masters agree that he would eat by one or the other master. Misha chetio Eved v'chetio ben chore lo yocham misha rabba. Somebody who is half an Eved and half a free man. For example, his master freed half of him, or he was originally owned by two partners and one of the two partners freed him. So now he is half Eved and half free man. He cannot eat from the Korban Pesach of his master, as his master would not want that the half of him, that the free man, would eat from his Korban Pesach. So therefore, he would not be included in the Korban Pesach of his master. However, if he wants, he can shach the Korban Pesach for himself, as even though he is half Eved. But since the halacha is that somebody who owns half of an Eved and the other half is a Ben Chorin, he is obligated to give him a get shichur, a release document, and allow him to go free. And since somebody who's half Eved and half Ben Chorin cannot get married to either a shivcha, a maidservant, or to a regular Jewess, so therefore the halacha is that his master must free him to allow him to get married to a regular Jewess. So since the master is obligated to free him, he would be allowed to shaft his own Korban Pesach and eat from his own Korban Pesach.